I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. We talked about the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers allocating $58 million for rehab and modernization of the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie. Here's some thoughts on this latest development with the Sioux Locks saga from Congressman Jack Bergman.
Good things take time, and it's been too long since the Sioux Locks project was started, the modernization project, but good efforts over a period of time, you know, bear fruit. And in this case, 18 months ago, after first getting elected, started having meetings with the Army Corps of Engineers and other folks to get some energy behind the project. And what you see in the, you know, the $58+ million that's been allocated by the Army Corps, we've got some energy behind the project. And some of that is due, a large part, to the Army Corps for reevaluating the priorities, but also for President Trump for mentioning in his speech in Michigan about a month ago that also put some energy through the system to say, yeah, this is a priority from the top on down.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you've been meeting with the Corps of Engineers now for a while and explaining the side of things. And we'll talk about it in a second here about national security as well as commerce and trade. But how important was it, in your opinion, that the project was actually referenced by the president in a speech here in Michigan?
Well, that was hugely important. You know, we had a 30-minute limo ride with them from Air Force One up to the meeting site, the event site, and in that 30 minutes, I had a chance to educate him on the Sioux Locks, and he grasped the relative importance very quickly, especially as it relates to national security, and he injected it right into his speech, right then, right there.
And you had a chance to kind of talk to him and say, look, here's why this has to be done. And some of those points have ranged from everything from, as I said, national security to trade and commerce, correct?
Well, that's it, because, you know, part of our national security is the continuance of trade and commerce. And if we can't move goods, commerce stops, trade stops, everything stops. So that is, people don't understand in some cases the ties between good economic activity, good business activity, and national security. I mean, you could say the same for other parts of the world as we move forward here. The president has taken tough stands. He has taken proactive stands on different issues. But in the end, it's for the betterment of the United States. And I think in a lot of cases, you know, betterment of the free world.
We're talking with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman today, talking about the Army Corps of Engineers allocating $58 million on rehab and modernization of the Sioux Locks. I guess, Congressman, the question that comes up at this point is, all right, this money is being allocated, but now what? What are we going to see? Are we going to start seeing things happen? Is it just another part in the process? What happens now?
Nobody does anything until there's money in the pot to finish up studies. For example, we're going to see here within the next 2 weeks an updated study, the cost-benefit ratio coming out of the Army Corps and engineers that scores the project, if you will, as far as its relative importance. We're very cautiously optimistic that those revised numbers, and they're quite old, that they've been working off to date here, but those revised numbers will say, no, this is an important project. So that will be another trigger that starts the project design, if you will. And all of these things, it is truly a multi-step process that you have to do in order to get the shovels in the ground to do the work. But there's a lot of energy, and you're seeing it right now with more to come.
That's the comments of U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.